Well, good morning to all. Friends, if you are somehow unaware, today is Veterans Day. This day, November 11, is set aside to honor all the veterans of our armed forces for their service. This is a special day and should not be taken lightly. It was originally called Armistice Day to mark the end of World War I, the first of the, quote, wars to end all wars. Many remember the famous quote, on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. On that day in 1918, the armistice was signed ending World War I, a war that took the lives of 20 million people. Now about 25 years later, toward the end of World War II, which was the second war to end all wars, Armistice Day was changed to Veterans Day to honor all veterans of that and subsequent conflicts. Friends, most every person that hears this devotional this morning is either a veteran, knows a veteran, or has family members who are or have been veterans. Citizens, this is their day. Brethren, I would like to honor our veterans this morning with a special prayer. Please hear my prayer for veterans this morning. Father God, today we remember all of our veterans, past and present. We ask for the healing of those who have been wounded in body and soul, wounds both visible and invisible. We pray for those who have returned from Iraq and Afghanistan. We pray for those who served in Vietnam, Korea, and World War II. We especially pray for those who live with injured bodies and traumatized spirits, that they might receive your comfort and healing. We ask that those who may be unable to pray for themselves will receive the blessings of our prayers offered on their behalf. Bring peace to those places where our women and men have fought. Bless those who served in supportive non-combat roles. May their service continue in their lives, and may that service be positive for all of us. Give us, Lord, the vision to see a world in which all war and work and fighting come to an end. Father, we look forward to the time when humanity will turn their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. These things we ask in the name of the Prince of Peace, the great veteran, Jesus Christ. Amen.